This is Antonella speaking from Ferrero Ombre, Paris and Sparkle as art name. Glad to introduce you my last artwork just made. It concerns three sentences, three key points that really made a difference in my journey. For those who don't know me yet, I've been through the aftermath of terror attacks in Paris. I've been through a fake alert. I am a survivor of the tense of the aftermath with all we have been through at the workplace as impact of those days, months, years. The surreal thing is in all of this stuff, we had to hold on with our regular daily based lives. So nothing has happened. Something has happened, especially in my individual case. And I'm here to tell my story, for especially for those people like me who have been struggling with mental health during all life, or people who has been through any traumatic experience. Of course, I'm giving you my perspective with my tools and tips. I'm not here to say that I'm the Bible of mental health. The three key points in my journey were: find your purpose, find the meaning in your life, because until I didn't break down, my life hasn't any. Second, stand up for yourself. It was essential when I lost my job. I've been declared unfit to my job position, which I loved, and I thought and I hoped it was my job forever, for life. I had to surrender, to put my ego down my feet, and starting to reconsider all my life, career, goals for future. I had a plan for the Golden Keys, which is a prestigious worldwide recognition for receptionists in hotellerie. There are only 400 all over the world. The first lady who was a Golden Keys concierge is working at my workplace. I had the right people around me to accompany me, to guide me, and help me with my career goal. I had to take a step back from this illusion, which maybe wasn't a good dream for me, the best of dreams, and perhaps it didn't lead me to any of the values that I'm sticking to. It wasn't really the biggest disappointment that I had in life. It was just, okay, that's not for me, let's turn the page and move forward. Done. Third sentence: you have all it takes. So of course, sorry, I had to stand up for myself means also that I had to learn how to defend myself in a workplace and protect myself in order to put my health as top of the list of my priorities and needs. Not so evident until that moment, especially in Italy. Third, you have all it takes. Of course, when you lost almost everything, a job position and career, relationships, peers let you down, family is not there, and I have to say happily, because in hardships they really put me down. Finally, I could face my own hardships all alone, and I wasn't really so alone, and I did it and managed very well. You have all it takes. It's important that someone look into your eyes and tell you when you are lacking confidence, because you lost ground under your feet, and so you're not at the top of your health in physical conditions, because you know the chronic fatigue, you can't get up in the morning on time, so you skip your wake-up call because you are too tired and your legs are too heavy, and you can't simply get up and do what it takes to go on, to hold on in your daily life. You have all it takes. You own the keys of your freedom, of your health, of your happiness. if you don't have still, you can learn the skills. You can improve your skills for resilience, to be calm, to be confident, and to build up all you need to make it, because you have all it takes. I hope you enjoy my artwork. It is already on my website, ptsdbeautifultrauma.wordpress.com. You can join me on my email address, antonella.barberini@gmail.com. And Parisian Sparkle says you happy Chandelier as well, because today in France we celebrate with making some crepe. I made my own pancakes this morning, and they were just excellent as brunch with Quebec maple syrup, a lovely sirop d'érable. The importance of creativity. When I started this project, I wasn't sure to be able to put my art into my artwork. Now that I have plenty of things to share with you, I'm just taking my evenings during the week. This is the result. Being creative means the ability to form concepts, as well as writing. The creative writing helps you with building thoughts. This is the right opposite of burning or destroying brain connections, if you think about it, which is the first cause of stress disorder. So being creative is exactly the opposite of being stressed. Be more creative. Any of us can be creative, even though we are not artists in our genes. Baking is creative. Washing your dishes can be creative. Or do some cleaning as well. It still helps you connecting with cleaning outside and cleaning inside, putting some order in your life. Your space, outer space, is as far as important as your inner space. I hope you have your sacred space where you can express your feelings, your thoughts, and build something nice and useful and cheerful to share with me. Catch up you later.